This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Elementary school teacher. I mean, what are we teaching our kids here? You know, this is unacceptable behavior.
React, react, react. A Republican candidate allegedly body slams a Guardian reporter, and it's all the rage. It is the buzz in your backyard and mine. And this is in Montana's special congressional election. And this is where this happened. It took place at Greg Gianforte's campaign headquarters in Bozeman, Montana, the night before the state's special election. So now there's all these questions about Ben Jacobs, who's the political reporter for The Guardian, saying that he had asked Gianforte about the Republican health care plan when Gianforte body slammed him and began shouting, "Get the hell out of here." Wow. Boggles the mind. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Perfect that we have Bob Ney on, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, what do you make of this? This is like WWE.
Look, when they accused Corey Lewandowski of pulling, you know, the reporter down to the ground, right? There was a lot of questions about that, and I looked at the video 900 times, and he didn't pull her down to the ground. You know, there was, you know, it could be debated, right? This isn't really debatable for a variety of reasons.
No.
One, the audio is so clear-cut. Two, if anybody questions, this is a Republican candidate, and a Fox News reporter is verifying that he body slammed the reporter. I mean, there's enough people around. I think this one's clear-cut. This is not an up-in-the-air. Did they or didn't they? You look at the video. Is it clear or not? You know, the audio is so crystal clear. And I think he snapped. I just, you know, I've been through campaigns. Now, I'm also going to admit to you, I got up out of my chair one time to hit one of my opponents, okay? So I'll admit it to you. He said some things about my mother on a live debate. And I started moving out of my chair, and my two campaign people were back, like, sit down, which I did. But he got me so angry, you know. I don't know if I'd have hit him, but I was getting up out of my chair. So emotions run high, and I bet you this guy has snapped. I'll bet you he snapped. I mean, the reporter asked him a harmless question, totally harmless. There's just no reason for this. And I don't believe, from what I hear, that the reporter, because he goes from the question to you can hear him going down on the ground, I don't believe the reporter instigated anything.
Yeah, his glasses broke. I mean, he said, "You just body slammed me and broke my glasses." And that's when Gianforte yelled that at him. And you can clearly see that. And it happened at his campaign headquarters, like I mentioned. He was with a local TV news crew in a side room when the question came out. And as you said, maybe it's just that he snapped. But does this affect him at all with the election results? Because I think a majority of them are in.
Well, yeah. Probably not. I mean, and frankly, these days, the way politics runs, you and I have talked about this. I don't know if it would have affected him. I mean, politics, they're so weird. But I think the returns are mostly in, but it's really going to be difficult for him because, you know, it was a special election. If this happened, which, you know, I kind of think it did, but if it happened and he gets elected, he's going to go through a lot of problems. And frankly, if it's a felony assault charge, he's got a problem sitting in Congress. So it's not going to be a picnic. He may get so much pressure if there's a felony assault charge filed, they would maybe try to get him to resign before he's seated. Definitely creating another special election. Because, Kate, a lot of people don't realize this. Members of Congress is the only seat in America you can't be appointed to. You must be elected.
You have to be elected, yeah.
You must be.
It's interesting because you heard that little snippet of Paul Ryan at the top, and Paul Ryan and the National Republican Campaign Committee, what he said is they shouldn't waste another minute before publicly denouncing the candidate and apologizing for the millions of dollars they spent on his behalf.
Right. I mean, I've seen, look, I've been in elections. I was at the Republican National Campaign Committee. We had a lady who filed an assault charge on her father during the last 2 days of the election. I mean, you know, someone threatened to pull a gun. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen. And when something like this happens, I can understand where they're going from, you know, where they're coming from, because it would be worth the Republicans to denounce him, and he doesn't serve, and they vacate the seat. The House then runs the seat, by the way, for the people. The clerk's office runs the seat, technically. And so they'll have staff and everything there, and they just have another special election within 90 days. I don't know any other way around it.
Yeah, it makes sense that they would do that. Wow, interesting times. There's no question about that. I just happened to see this Rasmussen poll that Trump's popularity is rising with the trip that he made to, you know, to the Middle East, the trip abroad. So that you hear different kinds of conversation about Trump, and now with this Russia probe and everything else. Do you think that's accurate? Because I know polls slant in different directions.
I think he's holding his own. I think the trip helped him, and that's what bumped it up a little bit. But who knows? You know, he just is so news like a vacuum cleaner, you know. And yeah. So who knows what's going to happen next. I must say, I thought the trip was good. I mean, I personally loathe the policies of the royal family in Saudi Arabia. I really just, in so many ways, in so many things they do. But I must say, for Trump's purposes, the trip was okay, you know. The Israeli trip was a big win. And the Pope, you know, when Trump went after the Pope, I talked to his campaign manager at the time, and I said, really? And he said, yeah. You know, and I thought, wow. And he kept surviving. So I thought that was a big deal, the way they both handled themselves. I mean, the media is trying to, frankly, build some things around the way the Pope stood and things. The Pope was fine, conducted himself fine, and so did Trump. So I think the trip helped him a lot. And the climate part of it, well, I mean, I know a lot of people are angry that he's not, you know, supporting climate change. But then again, you know, Trump's holding a position that some people think that we are paying too high a price and the rest of the world should, you know, get more into this. So I think overall the trip was better because, look, Kate, he had a bad week before he left. Bad.
Yeah, no question. He had a really bad week before he left. You're absolutely right about that. Bob Ney, always terrific to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you.
Yeah, interesting. So Bob really shedding a light on some of with this Montana situation and whether or not there's any kind of blowback on it. But as he said, you know, you have to be elected to Congress. It's just the strangest thing. That, you know, there's no getting around it. The Fox News reporter witnessed Gianforte grabbing the reporter by the neck and slamming him to the ground. So for whatever reason, he did that. And the witnesses saw it, grabbing Jacobs by the neck with both hands and then slamming him to the ground. And just, I think people that were there were watching in disbelief. We haven't heard the last of this story, that's for sure. And we just scratched the surface here, so you hang through. More on the flip side, on the Pope, Trump, the trip.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Winston Churchill said, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." But how do you know when a good crisis happens? With MarketVulture.com. Get real-time alerts and stay informed as we alert you when bad things occur in the market, in the news, and in hot spots around the world. Then we tell you where to look for opportunity. Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Has the recording of the break. 675-628 with an update. RP says he's a reporter. He asked Greg about his health care plan and he hope body slammed him. Greg is still at the headquarters.
That's the actual 911 call. Yeah, there was one. After the body slam, Greg Gianforte, you heard it there pretty clear in that conversation, in that call. And the reporter alleging that, hey, this Montana Republican candidate, hey, he slammed me, and there's witnesses, and guess what? They're from Fox. So it's not a political thing. And why would the Fox people say that? And there were others who were in the vicinity. As we continue to roll down this path here on America Tonight, I always say it is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. I started off, absolutely, this is what people are talking about. Somebody asked me immediately about it. I started to get texts, and somebody asked me about it tonight, what I thought about the body slam and what could possibly have brought that on. And, you know, I don't know Gianforte. I never heard anything reckless about him, and all of a sudden now he's making a name for himself nationally. And it's not because of the special election. It's because of what happened. So certainly that's not incredibly, it's not incredibly helpful, that let's put it that way. The while that all gets sorted out and the jokes fly, because this is prime joke material when you think about a candidate in a place like Montana. We love our people from Montana. We get phone calls from Montana. And in fact, if you're listening to me in Montana, let's get your perspective. 855-266-5283, or anyone else for that matter. 855-266-5283. Trump and the Pope. What's interesting is, obviously, they don't see eye to eye on many issues. But President Trump had an audience with Pope Francis at the Vatican on Wednesday and received the messages about peace, which is what the Pope is about, the environment, immigrants, because he's not happy with Trump's proposal for the wall, you know, the idea of building the wall. And this meeting did come exactly a year after the Pope suggested that Trump is not Christian because of his plan for that U.S.-Mexico border wall. But the encounter itself looked pretty smooth. The photo op did look smooth. It lasted about 30 minutes, which is about par for the course. They smiled. They posed for photos. Trump introduced the First Lady, Melania Trump, along with his daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared Kushner. At the end of the audience, the Pope gave Trump copies of his writings, including his encyclical on climate change. Of course, they have very different opinions there. Trump gave Francis books by Martin Luther King Jr., and the Pope also gave Trump an emblem of an olive tree representing the need to pursue peace. And the president replied back, "We can use peace." They shook hands. Trump told the pontiff, "I won't forget what you said." And he said to the Pope, "You should call on me for help." The Pope should call on him for help. So anyway, that was that. The Trumpster, the president, met with the Italian prime minister as well. And at that point, of course, reporters could have a free-for-all, and they asked about his discussion with Pope Francis, and Trump said it went well. We had a fantastic meeting. And that was it. He said it was an honor to be with the Pope, an honor of a lifetime. I leave the Vatican more determined than ever to pursue peace in our world. So, you know, he criticized Trump in February of 2016 after Trump unveiled a key goal of his presidential campaign, but now he's the president. And that was that. So the encounter, despite, I think, what some people are trying to make of it, was a typical audience that a world leader would have with the Pope. Nothing incredible came out of it. I mean, look, Ivanka and Melania both wore veils, but they didn't do the headscarf thing. They had the gifts. They had the conversation. It was just what I would call par for the course. I don't think there was anything incredibly unusual about it based on what I've reported and seen before in the past with these kinds of visits. So, you know, there you go. All right, and remember, you can always throw in your two cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Kate.
What's up?
Well, Bobby, took that radio all the way down. I got a joke for you. Okay, are you ready?
I love your jokes. Let's hear it.
Okay, there's these two bears, a mama bear and a papa bear. And the mama bear walks up to the papa bear, and the papa bear's laying on the ground with his legs stretched out, his head back, his eyes closed, and his tongue hanging out. And she stands over him, and she's looking down at him, and she says, "I don't care if you play dead all day long. It doesn't matter to me. Tonight, we're going to my parents."
I like it.
And I got another one for you, but I don't know if I have enough time. I think I'll hold off on it till tomorrow. It is something I have to read to you that I got from my joke friend, and it is absolutely hilarious.
Nice. You know, I love the jokes. That's good.
Well, I don't know what's going on with that congressman, but you know what? I wouldn't give him a snowball's chance in hell of actually holding down the seat after displaying that much anger. I mean, the news media alone is looking for somebody to hang, and they'll come on to him like there ain't no tomorrow. You watch till tomorrow. I mean, all hell's going to break loose.
And, yeah, he's not going to survive that. There's no, I don't see how
no,
he does.
I don't think
right.
so either. I think you're right. And as far as Trump goes, this Russia thing, this is starting to backfire on the Dems. They are starting to realize that, hey, this is a dead horse. It is not going to rise and run. and the news media, they've been pumping it since July, and it has gotten them nowhere. And American people are starting to say, hey, enough of the Russia crap. And we have started boycotting all of the products that all the radio stations or TV stations that are on slamming Trump. We just will not buy their products anymore. I'm talking a little quick that I have. As you know, I have other mm-hmm. people that I talk to, and you know, I've got my own little
sure.
group. And we aren't buying anything. I don't care if it's Nexium or what it is. It is not going to be sold to us. We're not buying. And they want to play games? We'll show them how it's done.
Wow. I like it. That's interesting. But, of course, our favorite radio station you're not boycotting because they're not.
Oh, no. Yeah. I do my business from Brownwood with the boys over there. But that's because they carry the delightful and highly intelligent Kate Delaney show.
And we like a lot of the others on that station as well.
Of course we do. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, the whole nine yards. You know, we're loyal listeners. We are.
There you go. And when
I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night, and I'll have this for you tomorrow night.
All right, we'll be waiting
for
that.
As long as you don't do a rerun on me, I'll be here.
There's no rerun. We'll be waiting for that joke for sure, Dan. Thank you. It's interesting. You know, talking about boycotts, because look at that's what happened, of course, with Bill O'Reilly, with sponsors, though, being the boycotters, pulling their spots from Fox and all that unraveled. And, of course, the greatest nightmare for any kind of media outlet would be for that to happen. And, you know, when you look at Donald Trump and you look at the question of Russia, I think the popularity question, the Rasmussen poll, shows that in one sense, Dan is right. There are a lot of people that are saying, okay, you know, we're continuing to talk about this, so show me. And if there is no show me, we get weary of feeding the same things and hearing the same things over and over and over again. You know, it is about the evidence, which is why Robert Mueller was selected to do that investigating, because, you know what, Republicans like him. Democrats like him. He's one of those rare birds, the former FBI director, and he's quick. So whatever he's doing, I don't think we're going to see this drag out. He's thorough, but he's quick. I don't think we're going to see this drag out forever and a day. I really, really don't believe that. Coming up, numbers. We can count here on America Tonight.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. CBO numbers. They released them and there was reaction. That's where we start. The Republican bill, to repeal and replace Obamacare, passed by the House earlier this month, would lead to 23 million fewer people having health insurance by 2026. That's according to what was just released by the Congressional Budget Office late on Wednesday afternoon. That number is, so you know, as we break it down, 1 million fewer than the analysis of a March draft version of the bill that had come out. So the previous had predicted 24 million more, so you knocked off 1 million. The legislation is also expected to increase insurance premiums by 20% in 2018 and 5% in 2019, but by 2020, premiums are expected to go in the opposite direction to decrease. So the decrease varies by state, depends on how the states choose to implement the new law would be. The bill as approved would decrease the deficit by $119 billion, about $32 billion less than the prior version of the bill. So these are all numbers I'm heaping at you. But remember, this still has to go through its final hurdle. And, of course, the final hurdle is the Senate. What happens with the Senate? The Senate Democrats are not connecting to the House bill, and they're not approving this the way it is. Senator Dean Heller, Republican from Nevada, is considered the most one of the most vulnerable senators up for re-election in 2018. Released a statement immediately following the score release that came out late on Wednesday, saying he didn't support the House bill because he said it doesn't do enough to address Nevada's Medicaid population or protect Nevadans with pre-existing conditions. So, see, this is what it's going to be. It's a game of chicken of who's got to be reelected, who's up, and who's worried. You know, it's all that. It's juggling the election schedule. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, does it get approval or not? Remains to be seen what happens in the Senate, because there's plenty of people like Chuck Schumer, of course, has ripped it and says it's a cancer, and even Dick Durbin, and again these are Democrats that are grabbing the mic and talking about this. They're saying Trump Care will rip away health coverage. And then there are those that are supporting it. But it is, as always, a numbers game. If the numbers are there and pass, boom, it passes. If not, it don't pass. That's the way it goes. It's simple mathematics. It's who you know. It's who says what. It's who's up for re-election. It's all that normally goes into what happens on the Hill. Follow-up here on Manchester, England, and that horrific bombing. The father and brother of suicide bomber Salman Abedi have been arrested in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. Police in Manchester also made four more arrests, so do the numbers there. They said they're investigating a network, as this has intensified, of course, to flush this whole thing out into the suicide bombing at that pop concert on Monday that killed 22 people and wounded so many others. So what's happened is, again, immediate action on Abedi and who was connected to the 22-year-old who blew himself up and then killed all those people and wounded those others. And, so sad. Again, immediately people jumped to the aid of those at the concert. There were almost 1,000 military folks were deployed Wednesday to protect public sites, key landmarks, major airports, transportation hubs, large concert venues in cities from Belfast to Birmingham. So in Europe, they are scrambling because they believe, who knows what this means, with this network. How vast is the network? Ramadan Abedi, who is the father, denied his son was the bomber. He also denied reports that in the 90s he was a member of an al-Qaeda-backed militant group, saying that killing innocents is not us. Well, his son did, and that's where all those questions come in. His ties, their ties, and possibly some sort of a network that was working to perhaps hit other areas. And this was just the beginning of that. Just the beginning. Ooh. So awful. All right, we're going to jump to something lighter, but something that I'll tell you is intriguing always to me. And what is intriguing to me in the world of sports, when I dip into sports, there's nothing like a game seven in any sport. So when you look at potential of who could reach the Stanley Cup Finals, for those of you in these areas, I know you're paying attention, even if you're not a hockey fan, is it going to be the Penguins or is it going to be the Senators, rather? You think of the history of the Penguins of late. I think the amazing goal scorer, Sidney Crosby, amazing, is probably can't believe that, man, this has gone to a game seven, but it has. So Thursday, the Penguins will play host to the Senators. The puck drops at 8 o'clock Eastern to decide the winner of the Eastern Conference Final. The winner advances to the Stanley Cup Finals to play the Nashville Predators. In Nashville, they are tearing it up. Country stars, country peeps love their Predators. They have a cool downtown arena, and it is the happening place to go. Probably tough to get tickets because it's been popular for a while now, so this isn't anything recent, but now here they are all of a sudden in the Stanley Cup Final, so it makes it, you know, that much bigger. How about this? You know, as a drone owner, because I'm a drone owner, I think we talked about losing one of our drones, a friend coming to visit and losing a drone. They have a new DJI mini drone, DJI. It can fly with hand gestures. How cool is that? I just got to say. Because what happens is you start, whenever I have the controls, I feel like I'm flying a real plane. I can't seem to control it. Now, with your hands, I think it would be really interesting. Because flying the drone can be hard, so there's a lot to learn to that maneuverability. But the mini drone with the hand gestures making it go higher or lower, I think this is pretty interesting. Not cheap. The DJI Spark will be ready in June, which is, what, a week or so away, for $499. It debuted at a media event in New York where everything DJI said it could do worked flawlessly. They did a tape demo. A woman moved her hand from left to right to push the drone in those directions. Boom, nothing. It totally did it. Did exactly where her hands moved. That's exactly where it moved. So pretty interesting. But it can only fly within 10 feet. So the idea is to fly the tiny drone, you know, that weighs less than a can of soda, for things like selfies, group shots from above, areas where you can photograph something really close to you, because it operates on sensors. So it's not going to, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be selfies and a little bit of the overhead right above you, but you're not going to get the kind of distance you get on a regular drone that we can't control, that I can't control, which is why we ended up with another one. So fun to play with, but yet so tough to work those controls. But the key is not cheap. You know, figure with tax and everything, that's like $500 for a drone. Eh, they'll sell them. There's going to definitely get some people who will buy them. A United 757 had to be evacuated after an engine fire. Never good to hear that, right? Luckily, they carry the spare. Two engines. But they'd evacuated. So this was a United Airlines flight Tuesday night at Newark Airport after the engine fire. Five people had minor injuries. During the evacuation, it forced a suspension of all flights at the airport, for about 2 hours. And the flight was getting ready to leave Newark for San Francisco when it happened. So they were getting ready to go. I actually looked at some of the video someone had shot of it. And there was a guy who, because, of course, now everything is recorded and tweeted out. There's a guy who tweeted out that he had to evacuate his United flight using the slide and everything. That's what he said, and everything, because they had to hurry and get them off. And that led to the closing of the airport and all that other stuff. And, I mean, they got another plane, and they eventually got the people out, but they didn't get to San Francisco till almost 4 o'clock in the morning. And even the customers with the minor injuries were cleared to travel. So they handled this pretty well. They acted pretty quickly. And then they were able to move the people up and on. And, of course, the FAA is going to investigate anything that would have to do with an engine fire, which they will certainly do that. Coming back, we're going to hit the headers with you on America Tonight. Was it good?
there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're a superstar, every one of you are. Yeah, you're a superstar, every one of you are. Come on and clap your hands if you all agree, because each and every one of you's a superstar to me.
You'll do great things
in neuroscience.
You'll do amazing things
curing cancer souls.
You'll do cool things.
Perfect for this final segment for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well in whatever nook and cranny you hail from where you're listening to us. So that's why we do Hit the Headers. And that means basically a check of the four corners of what is making news. And I think there is a common thread always. The buzz in the backyard, without a doubt. What story do you think it would be? It'd be the body slam. Of course, the body slam heard across the nation. This is what people are talking about, whether you're in the Midwest, the South, the Southeast. You know, pick a corner, pick any corner, and you'll find that this is, again, the conversation, and it's intriguing to people. It's political. It's part of the insanity that we live with these days. And this is, of course, going to create conversation, not just in Montana. It's going to create conversation outside of Montana. It's going to create conversation all over the place, including in Boston. In Boston, it was a top headline. So as much as the Republican health care bill, and if you picked up the Boston Globe, it would be the GOP health bill could strip insurance from $23 million. That was a header there. Or top Russian officials discussed how to influence Trump aides. That was another big header there as well. Then there was this one. Flight delays rise as Logan Airport rebuilds a runway. Well, that would be definitely something that you would only see in the Boston Globe, because they're not really talking about flight delays out of Logan in other parts of the country as being something that would be headline worthy. But the reporter, a reporter alleging that Republican hopeful Greg Gianforte body slammed him, that's news, and that made the headlines in the Boston Globe, and that is exactly what the headline was. It was a picture of Gianforte, and it said, reporter alleges that the Republican hopeful Greg Gianforte body slammed him, and talks about a reporter and the Republican candidate for Montana's sole congressional seat were in an altercation on Wednesday. I bet from coast to coast, this is, as I said, this is a common thread. This story would be easy to find from Boston if we hopped a flight where the engine was intact and we didn't have to evacuate. And we went west, my friends, to, let's say, San Francisco. I'll just pick San Francisco. And if we picked up the San Francisco Chronicle, a paper that's actually doing okay, we would see that one of the top headlines would be nearly one in four San Franciscans struggle with hunger. And that story is depressing and goes on to talk about the food banks, how they're just filling them with food because there's so many people that are lining up to grab food. They talk about the Trump touring the world story and that the U.S. is watching everything that he's doing. They talk about the House health bill and what the CBO had to say about how many people would not have coverage. And then, ding, 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 the headline, what a Montana congressional race will and won't tell us about Trump and his political troubles. So they took that story and took it a step further and went in a different direction with it to do an editorial as what it means for politics across the board in this country. So then if we went, jumped back on a flight and decided we were going to double back because the weather's pretty nice in Chicago, then maybe when we were in the airport waiting forever for a cab, sometimes you have to wait if it's rush hour, you do, although they line them up and try to get you out pretty fast. I've been in that line at Midwest. It's not called Midwest. Ugh, I can't think of it now. The airport in Washington, it's not Midwest, it's mid-something. I've been at that airport, and I've been at the Chicago O'Hare more times, and you wait, if you hit it at the wrong time. So if you picked up the Chicago Trib, what it would say is, you would get this story, Chicago police officer pinned by car, suspect shot in Austin, talks about that officer being pinned by a car in this West Side Austin neighborhood and then what ensued. Also, Helen Mirren is in town. She's honored in Chicago, and her thoughts are of Manchester, the horrible terror act, the bomb. So that's mentioned there. And ding, 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 the body slam pops up again, because in Chicago, like elsewhere, they're going to read about this Montana election and what happened there, what the allegations are. So it's the same kind of a headline about Gianforte and the body slam. Of course, it's way down in the headlines. It's not the top story. Really, healthcare is the top national story. And what the CBO is saying is what's more significant in that paper. If we then decided it's nice in Chicago, but you know what? Wouldn't it be better to go down south, like really go down south and get a little bit of a, maybe get a little bit of a tan and be able to read the paper on the beach and my family lives in Tampa and Orlando, so if I were to go to Tampa and they get the paper, which they do, my brother's old school in that sense. He likes to actually look at the paper. So if we were to get the Tampa Trib, what would we find out? We would find in the Tampa Trib, they would be talking about the Rays coming out of a slump after being shut out by the Angels, bouncing back and winning. So that would be big. So sports would make news. And voila, once again, what else pops up? It would be Montana politics. Yes. And the body slam. The body slam that everybody's talking about and what the allegation means to that election. Of course, it's further down. It's not the top headlines, but it's still being discussed. It is still being discussed. And by the way, here was another commonality in most of the headers. It was down a little bit lower, but the numbers drawn for the winning numbers in the lotto games being drawn were really, really big. Why? Because it was the Powerball lottery, I think, that is up to $250 million. And so whenever you get the $250 million, then all of a sudden people who never play decide they're going to play the lottery, right? And it'll be okay because if they win, they can pay the taxes and they still will end up with a big bunch of cash. So the winning Powerball numbers for Wednesday, do you want me to give them to you? I had a couple requests for them. Do you have your ticket in front of you right now? Do you have the winning ticket? Can you imagine if you just heard them for the first time on this show? Woohoo! 28, 32, 33, 38, 62, and the Powerball, 15. Yeah, they've had some pretty big Powerball drawings. The record, do you want me to remind you of the record? The record was $1.6 billion in January of 2016, and that was won by a group of Tennessee workers. Then there was the lucky player in Indiana, 435 Powerball jackpot, 10th largest. Can you imagine? I love the stories of somebody just plunking down $2 and winning, though. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.